Zoa slams divisive, partisan Biden anti-Semitism envoy nominee who compared Trump to Nazis. By Joshua Klein on August 2, 2021. After President Joe Biden nominated Holocaust historian Deborah Lipshtadt as his administration's new special envoy tasked with monitoring and combating anti-Semitism, Zionist Organization of America head Morton Klein blasted the decision, calling for her disqualification due to her past abuse of false Nazi and anti-Semitism charges against those with whom she disagrees politically. Lipshtadt, a professor of modern Jewish history and Holocaust studies at Emory University, made headlines last year after defending comparing then-President Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler and those questioning election results to Holocaust deniers. In response to the appointment, the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization released the following statement Friday. The ZOA opposes the nomination of Emory University lecturer Deborah Lipshtadt to be the U.S. combating anti-Semitism envoy because of her statements displaying partisan left-wing bias, the statement begins. It then notes Lipshtadt's previous history of attacking former President Trump by means of false accusations. Lipshtadt obscenely and falsely likened President Trump to Nazi murderers and propagandists, helped promote a video that wrongly did the same, promoted the Charlottesville hoax, despite President Trump's clear condemnation of neo-Nazis and white supremacists, and falsely called President Trump, the grandfather of Orthodox Jewish children, an anti-Semitic enabler, the statement reads. It continues by describing her political tactics as grounds for her disqualification. Lipshtadt's abuse of false Nazi and anti-Semitism charges against those with whom she disagrees politically should disqualify her from serving as the U.S. combating anti-Semitism envoy, it continues. The Holocaust scholar, who twice endorsed Barack Obama, is then accused of ignoring anti-Semitic threats from Islam and the left. Lipshtadt's primary focus is anti-Semitism on the right, both real and imagined, at a time when the major threat is Islamist and far-left anti-Semitism, the statement reads. We are concerned that Lipshtadt will ignore and or give far too little attention to anti-Semitism from groups such as the Black Lives Matter organization and leftist and Islamist BDS groups and Israel-bashing NGOs. Noting that President Biden promised to heal and unite Americans after assuming office, the statement then warns that Lipshtadt's confirmation would serve to aggravate divisions. Nominating and confirming Lipshtadt would increase partisan divides, the statement reads. The combating anti-Semitism envoy is a sensitive position that requires someone nonpartisan, who will honestly and strongly address all real forms of anti-Semitism, from the left wing to the right wing, and who will not make inaccurate charges of anti-Semitism to defame political adversaries. Lipshtadt is a bad choice, it concludes. Lipshtadt is best known for winning a lawsuit against Holocaust denier David Irving, who had sued her for defamation in 2000. In June, she stated that election denial surrounding the 2020 elections reminded her of the modus operandi of Holocaust deniers, who skew and distort a set of legitimate facts and, in so doing, render them lies. Previously, Lipshtadt argued for the radical comparison of challenging election results with denying that a Nazi Holocaust, the best documented genocide in the world, ever occurred, in a December Washington Post editorial. However, in 2011, she told Haaretz that politicians who invoke the Holocaust for contemporary political purposes are engaging in Holocaust abuse, which is similar to soft-core denial of the Holocaust. In September, in another contradicting move, Lipshtadt argued that it was appropriate to compare 1930s Germany and what critics call Trump's breaking of norms as she endorsed an ad released by the Jewish Democratic Council of America, JDCA, that drew parallels between the rise of fascism in Germany and the Trump presidency. The Biden administration has faced sharp criticism for its delay in filling the anti-Semitism post, as pressure has been mounting due to a wave of anti-Semitic attacks across the country in recent months. Lipshtadt is the first nominee who will need to be confirmed by the Senate since the post was first created in 2004. Last year, Congress moved to elevate the position to ambassador level, with more funding and easier access to the Secretary of State and the President. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.